Radhe Radhe. Jaya Jaya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Which Leela am I in? I'm confused. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Where this is part two. Yesterday was part one, by the way. Shivananda gets Nittai Kripa. And now we want to switch our channels, the their tube, from Vrindavan, Radhakund, Madhyan Leela. We want to go to, now we're in Navadvip. We're in Mayapur. So, as some people say, come with me now. We'll all fly together in the wings of our consciousness and the wings of our absorption. And we'll fly to Mayapur 500 years ago. And there's a wonderful gathering of Vaishnavas there, all very eager and very excited about where they're going and whom they're going to meet and what they're going to do there. Where are they going? They're going to Jagannath Puri. For what? For a four-month vacation. Rainy season. Sounds good, right? 4 months vacation. And how many are there? 300 people. 150 families. Us and a wife and children, etc. And Nityananda has been told not to go every year. He was going, but then he was told to stay in Bengal and preach. But this year he decided to break the order of Lord Chaitanya and join the party. So he's there, Advaitacharya is there. These are the senior most. Then Acharya Ratna and so many devotees from Ambikalana and Navadvip and Shantipur. They all came to Mayapur. So now we're in Mayapur. We're in Mahaprabhu Bhavan. We're in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. Jagannath Mishra has left the world. And Sachimata is living there with Vishnupriya, the wife of Gauranga. So all the devotees have gathered there to take her blessings. They're going to see her son in Puri, and they're leaving the Dham of Navadvip. And she's like Jagannata, so they want her kripa, her blessing, and moreover her agya. There says here, Sachimata agya. They want to receive her order. Because in the order, if you follow the order, in the order is the mercy to follow it, and in the order is the mercy itself. So that's where we left off. It's just a beautiful gathering, husbands and wives, so many Brahmins, mostly all Brahmin families, and all the associates are very happily going in procession to Puri, which is about 1.5 months' walk. And they started walking towards Puri after receiving the blessings and Agya Mother Sachi, and great bliss. They're doing Harinam Sankirtan. And everything was being managed by one very wealthy person, Shivananda Sen. As I mentioned yesterday, there's a Braj Yatra going on called Radharani Ban Yatra. It's coming out of Barsana. And everything's free. There's free tents, free food, everything's free. There's no fees there. And there's 25,000 people there. And it's being paid by a group of wealthy, charitable devotees. Wonderful seva. Shivananda Senakare Ghatti Samadhan Sabare Palanakari Sukelanadhan. Shivananda Sen paid all the tolls at different places. Maintaining everyone, he guided all the devotees in great happiness. Palana. Palana, Palanakari Suke. Palana means, like we say, Gopal. Palana, Gopal means to maintain, to protect. And he did it all he was very happy to do it. And all seva should be done in a happy mood. So he's very happy. Yes, this is my seva. He looked forward to this. Every year to spend so much money, lakhs and lakhs of rupees to finance 4 months, 300 devotees, 4 months stay in the holy dham, food, lodging, medical, clothing, everything. He was financing it all. Such charitable devotees existed in those days. Sabara Sabara Sabakarya Karina Dinavasastan Shivananda Jane Udya, Patera Sandhan. Shivananda Sen took care of everyone and gave each devotee places to stay. He was well aware of all the footpaths and pathways leading to Orissa, so he knew the way and he was paying all the expenses. Ekdin Sabaloka Gati Yali Rakila Sabachadhana Shivananda Ekala Rahila. One day, the entire party was stopped by a very uncooperative toll collector. All the devotees were allowed to pass, and Shivananda Sen remained back to pay the taxes. Because as now, we go down the highway, we have to stop and pay a toll. There's a Noida Highway, something called Noida Highway, and other highways in Haryana, you have to stop your car and pay some money. Toll means money. Road tax or whatever it is. So the same thing was also there. And the philosophy nowadays is, oh, you're paying this money because this is for maintaining this road, for cleaning it, repairing it, lighting, electricity, security, all these things they say. But basically it's for making money. Because they make billions of rupees every month, and they spend a few rupees, if anything, on the road. Same thing 500 years ago. The government was controlled by the government. The roads were built by the government and maintained by the government. The rainy seasons would come, all the dirt would wash away the roads. Then they would bring in the dirt, raise the roads above the paddy fields. Roads, it's the same everywhere. It was a Mughal government. So they charge taxes to use the road. So if you want to walk down the road, what does the speaker drive your car? You have to pay money. There's no free movement. Sounds cruel, but that's the rule of the thing. So then he paid the tax. So then Sabagiya Rahila Gram Bitara Brikshatali Shivananda Vinavasa Stana Nahimili. Because everyone went ahead of Shivananda Sen, and he had to stay back and pay the toll, because the toll collector wanted to count everyone, because every head you have to pay for. So so Shivananda was last, so everyone went through, 300 people. So he's counting everyone and giving the bill at the end. Okay, $300, 300 rupees or whatever. So everybody went ahead while that was all going on, and then they waited under a tree, so he could arrange for the residential quarters. So everyone's sitting there. Nityananda's there, Advaita's there. They're all sitting under this shady tree and waiting to find out, where will we stay tonight? What arrangements have you made? Our tour guide. Like people come to India, they have tour guides that take them from Benares and Allahabad to Jayapur. Okay, we'll stay here. This is our hotel and this is your room. Same thing he was doing. He was the tour guide for the Yatri tour guide. I have a friend who lives in Finland, and he makes his money that way. He's a devotee. And he brings people from Finland and Europe on tours to India, because he speaks Hindi, and a Western person. And he makes all the arrangements and charges 1 lakh, and the whole thing costs, or whatever it costs. He makes money that way, keeps percentage. So Shivananda Sen is doing this as Vaishnava Seva. So meanwhile, in that party, I said Nityananda was there. Nityananda Prabhu Boke Vyakula Han Shivananda Galipade Vasanapan. Nityananda, while he was waiting under that tree to find his residence, he became very hungry, Bhuk Rahega, and upset. Vyakul means disturbed, Vyakul. He was disturbed because he was detained and took so long for him to get a residence. When Shivananda finally showed up after paying the toll, then he spoke ill names. Gullipad. Pada, we say charpada. Pada means verses, lines. The Gita is charpad. It's like, it's four lines. Pada means a line of Sanskrit. Kavi, pada. So he's in Gullipada. Gullipad. Gully means, everyone knows, is the same as Hindi and Bengali is the same. Gully means dirty words. And Prabhupada said, ill names. But Nityananda is avadut. And avaduts are highly unpredictable. Sometimes they may throw all their clothes off and dance around, which he did in Srivas Thakur's house. Sometimes they may jump on somebody's wife and take her breasts and start to take her breast milk, which he did. Nityananda, it's in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He went to Srivas's house, and sat on her lap, and he entered into the mood of Balaram and Balyabhav, you know, two-year-old boy. He said, "Oh, I'm hungry, Mom." And she's 75 or 80 years old, Srivas's wife. And Nittai Balaram is about 35. And so that's described. Amazing, unbelievable, incredible, inconceivable behavior and transcendental. God, not to be imitated. You can't drink an ocean of poison, so don't try to become Shiva. So he did that, and that's described in the chronicles of his biography. So he's avadut, unpredictable. So here he's speaking some ill names, to put it mildly. And you can imagine how ill those words felt. This, you, this, that, where's that? Tina Pucha Maroka Shivara Ekana Naila Boke Mari Genu More Vasanadaula. Nityananda said, "Shivananda's saint is not arranged for my residence. And I am so hungry I could die because he has not come yet. And I'm still waiting for him. I curse his son, three sons to die." That's not good. God is cursing you to die. That could be problematic, to say the least. And who is there? Who heard this? Loud and clear. Mrs. Sena. And she's soft-hearted like any woman. And these are her sons. Her treasure. Shuni Shivanandera Patni Kandite Lagila Hena Kale Shivananda Gatti Haite Haila. When Shivananda's wife heard this, she immediately broke down crying, "Oh no, my sons." And then, at that moment, Shivananda himself arrived on the scene. His wife's crying, looking at Nityananda with fear in her eyes, trembling. And Nityananda has a very angry look on his face. And then Shivananda's looking, and the camera's on there, on the face of Nityananda. He's very angry. And the camera, and then you see next to him is this house, this mother, and she's crying, so fearful and trembling. Then the camera's on Shivananda. "What's happening? Why is my wife crying? What did Nityananda do? You know, she's there, he's there, she's crying, he's angry. So he got angry and made her cry, or she cried and made him angry, or..." You know, you don't know what happened. Maybe she cried and he was in some ecstasy and she disturbed his ecstasy, so he got angry. Who knows? He was in antardasha, internal consciousness. And he came out, "Oh, you're crying, you woke up my samadhi." Like you're sleeping and someone makes a noise and you wake up and say, "Hey, what are you making noise for? You woke me up." You know. Somebody drops a pot in the kitchen or something. So then, what happened? So then, Shivanandera Patni Tanre Kahina Kandiya Putre Shap Dichena Gosai Vasanapan. Same as Hindi, Shap. Putre Shap. Curse. Pati. Nityananda has cursed our sons to die because his quarters are not provided. Tino, Boli Kani Marasa Kandiya? Maroka Amara Tina Putra Tanra Bhalai Lana. You Baal. Bhali means you crazy woman, you Pagal. You Pagalini. Why are you needlessly crying over your useless sons? Let my three sons die immediately for the inconvenience we have caused Nityananda Prabhu. Now what do you think she did when she heard that? She cried even more. First she was crying because her pride and joy was cursed to die, and she was looking for some empathy and sympathy and support from her loving husband, who she surely thought would come to her aid and defense and say, "Oh, what is that? How can Nityananda say that? What is this? This is not fair. I'll tell him." And then this is a totally unpredictable response. As much as Nityananda's avadut, so is Shivananda. No one would never expect that response, or at least not from an Indian mother or father. Maybe Western. But in India, the father's not going to say, "Oh, very good, let my three sons die." He may say, you know, whatever, but three sons, let them die. Sounds like firecrackers. It's just the monkeys jumping on the next door roof. That's a new addition. So this is the scene here of this story. Shivananda gets Nittai Kripa. So he's been a little late arranging for the residence and food for Nityananda, who's been walking a long distance. And as you know, when you exercise or walk a long way, you get hungry and maybe tired, and you want to take a bath and relax and take some maha prasadam. But he's just stuck under this shady tree and waiting and waiting and waiting just too long. So then he took it out on Shivananda's wife. "Where is he?" Because he's cursing her children, which means he's looking at her. Because wife represents husband, husband represents wife. So she was receiving the brunt of his anger. The brunt of Nittai's anger was directed towards Shivananda Patni, his wife. She was like, "Well, what did I do? I don't have a place either. I'm also hungry." But she got... Nityananda Avadut came down heavy on Shivananda's wife. She just broke down into tears. So then what did Shivananda do then? Etabali Prabhupash Gela Shivananda Utitanre Lati Maila Utitanre Lati Maila Prabhu Nityananda. After saying this, Shivananda Sen went to the side of Nityananda. And what did Nityananda do? He stood up and kicked Shivananda. Bruce Lee style. Kung Fu. In fact, there's a picture of that here. I saw. Maybe we can find it. I should have done this before, but that's nice. Maybe we can find it. It's a big picture. Getting kicked. Ah, there it is. See if you can focus on this. I don't know if you can focus. It's a picture. It's right out of Kung Fu. I mean, it's right out of Bruce Lee. He picked up this, it's called boxer kick or whatever they call it in Kung Fu. See here? On your right-hand side, on the top where my finger is. That's Nityananda, and he's giving a swift kick to the chest of Shivananda. Just focus on it for a few seconds so it has some impression on the YouTube. You know? But it's nice. So he went to say, "What happened? My wife's crying. You know, cool down." And so he thought, maybe he's cool. Is he cooled down at all? First he speaks, Nityananda speaks gully to his wife. He speaks some dirty names, and then he's so angry. "You this, that." Then the next thing, that's what always happens. Someone gets angry, they let off steam, and then they make some threats. Like fathers get angry with their children. The son, "You this, that." "Okay, now, from now on, I'm cutting your allowance." There's always some conclusion to the anger. There's some, you get slapped, or they cut your facility. "Okay, I'm taking your car, I'm taking your keys." Something. There's the anger, then there's the punishment, and then finally, the aggressive party cools down. So here he was very angry and spoke gully to his wife, and he was still boiling. So that was on his wife. At least he didn't kick her. Nityananda's not that much of a dude. Like modern days, they get a little wild. But so then he saved that for Shivananda. Few harsh, bad words to his wife, but then when the husband came, who's fully responsible for the lack of facility, and proper residence and food, then he, Nityananda really gave him a piece of his mind. Or his foot. It's like, boom! Can you see it? How would that feel? Good or bad? Good? That would be nice. Very desirable. So Shivananda went to the side to see Nityananda, and Nityananda stood up and kicked him. Anandita haila shivai para prahara pan shigra vasagara kaila goda garegiya. How did Shivananda respond to that karate chop to the chest? The full force of Nityananda was just an inch shorter than Lord Chaitanya. 6 feet, 2 meters, 10 inches. It's like 2 meters and 2 meters, 5 centimeters tall. And he's not small. And he's powerful. Nityananda, Balaram. Doom! Nectar. Amrit. If it was Bruce Lee, your rib cage would be split in half and your heart would fall out. That's Bruce Lee, what to speak of. Nittai Balaram. So how did he feel? He was very blissful. Oh, this is the greatest happiness of my life. Anandita haila shivai pada prahara. Then he quickly arranged shigra vahasagar. He quickly arranged for accommodations for the Lord in the house of a gwal, a milkman, Godagari. Charne daria prabhure vasaya lanagela vasadiya rishtahana kayate lagila. Shivananda Singh touched the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and out of humility he paid obeisances, touched his feet, and he showed him his residence. After giving the Lord his quarters, Shivananda, in great joy, spoke as follows. So he's very, very happy. His wife is very, very unhappy. She's so worried. Oh, blah, 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 blah. My 3 children are cursed to die, Nittai shop. And, oh, those are my 3 sons, and I'm so old. How can I have any more children? They're all going to die. Oh, Bhagavan, hey, Providence. And then on the other side, her husband's in bliss, Anand. One is in Sukh, one is in Dukh. One is happy, one is sad. And what is his happiness? Why is he so happy? What has generated such great joy in the heart of Shivananda? Some words from the mouth of Nittai have generated so much unhappiness in the heart of his wife, Shivananda Patni. But heavy words and a swift kick in the chest, a karate kick in the chest by Nityananda, did not generate the same feelings that his wife felt by those gully language, gully basha. He felt bliss. And why? And he tells here, Aji more brityakari angikara kaila jemana aparada brityara yogya faladila. Oh, Nitai, Nityananda, today, Aji, Angikara, you have accepted me as your Britya. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. There is one supreme controller, Krishna. Ekala Ishvara Krishna. And Ara Sab, Sarva. Everyone else, Sab is the Bengali shlok. Everyone else is a servant of Krishna. So he says, Aji More Britya. I am your servant, and you have properly punished me for my offense. So there's been aparad, not making timely arrangement, first taking care of Nittai and his fooding and shelter, and then paying the tax or whatever, not being attentive. He was not attentive in his seva to Nittai. So he felt, I was not attentive, the Lord became unhappy and angry because of me, and therefore that's my offense. I caused his disturbance and unhappiness and discomfort by my ineptness or my tardiness in my seva. And I've been duly punished. But in that punishment, I got the greatest mercy. Shivananda gets Nittai Kripa. And so he says, oh, now he's accepted me as a servant. Shasti chali kripa kara e tamara karuna tri jagate tamara charitra buje kon jana. And he goes on, he's speaking. This Shivananda saint is, this is the happiest day of his life. He feels that the Lord, because before this, you have to understand that Nityananda was always offering all respect to Shivananda. Of course, Shivananda is an eternal associate and devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And he has an identity in Krishna Leela. It's just, he's one Sakhi, actually. He's one of the Asta Sakhis in Chaitanya, Champakalata Sakhi of Radharani's Asta Sakhis. Champakalata Sakhi is Shivananda Sain. So a very, very intimate personality. And in Krishna Leela, so that Champak becomes a man, and Gaur Leela, Shivananda Sain. So Nittai is, the relationship up to this point has always been one of very respect, because people are respected due to their knowledge, their renunciation, their wealth, their position, power, etc. So Nittai, he's a Brahmin, and he's a Brahmin from Eka Chakra, born in a high-class Brahmin family, but he was like Avadut and Grihastha, and he respected Shivananda Sain because he was a great devotee, and he was so wealthy and opulent. So they had kind of, like you could say, a neutral relationship. More like something like, not exactly, but very neutral. Respectful, honorable. He was honoring him and respecting him as a great, wealthy gentleman, Vaishnava. He never thought of him that Shivananda is my servant or I'm his master. Because in a master-servant relationship, this is Dasyarati. It's higher than Shantarati. Much more intimacy and friendship and loving feelings. So in that Dasyarati of master and servant, the master feels free to slap the servant. But if you have a neutral relationship, like with social relationships in the village, you don't go up to some friend in the village, some senior, maybe equal to you or older, and he's a very wealthy gentleman, you don't go slap him in the face. What to speak of, kick him in the chest, and get arrested, and get shot, whatever. Because the intimacy of sambandha is not there. Because the basic relationship in society is neutrality, shanta. And then sometimes some men or women become your friends or like that. Not sakya. So now that's why Shivananda Sain is so happy. What a lucky day of my life. He's accepting me like a Britya. He's not just folding his hands and saying, oh, Sav, you know, hey Sav. You know, like you're some respectable, wealthy gentleman that takes care of all the Vaishnavas. So he's an honorable, wealthy gentleman, Vaishnava. So Nittai was always respectful. He would never think in 1,000 years to kick him in the chest. But now he's saying, Angikara. Angikara means, now you've accepted me closer to your heart. Your feet on my heart. You touch my heart with your feet. It's not, you didn't kick me in the chest. You touch my heart with your feet, which means your heart has touched my heart. Because your heart is in your feet. Your heart is in your hands. He didn't kill him. I mean, when Krishna and Balaram go to Mathura, and they're entering Mathura for the wrestling arena, some washerman comes and Krishna says, Dao and I want to dress in all these colorful silk clothes you have. If you give them to us, it will be very good for you. And if you don't, it might not be so good. So he said, no, who do you think you are? You upstart, you young kids, you're just villagers. You just go back and play with your cows. This cloth belongs to the king, Kamsa, and I'm his dobi. Don't even think about taking his clothes. And Krishna said, I warned you. And just with the back of his hand, Krishna went like that. And his head fell off. Beheaded him just by going like that. It's in a Krishna book, Mathura Leela. And he's only 10 years old. So what to imagine? Balaram, when he grows up, Nittai. Nittai is a fully grown man, and he gives a kick to the chest. So obviously it was a love kick. There's something called a love slap and a slap to kill, or a slap to severely punish or break a jawbone or whatever. So, love tap. But then, ta! And break someone's eardrum. I know someone told me some husbands and wives were having a fight, and the husband slapped wife so hard and broke her eardrum. Kali Yuga. so-called husband. At any rate, the I heard it in my ears, and we don't Indians. So the this is the thing. So the, his so he's accepted me as his Britya. It was a love tap with his foot instead of going like that. It was like, but how direct? He put his foot on my heart. Those same feet of Nityananda in his expansion as Vishnu, because Nitai Balaram Chaturvyuha expands as Vishnu expansions. Those same feet that he put on my chest, they're caressed and massaged by Lakshmi Devi in Charan Seva. Those very same feet. They're so much adorable, so soft, because the feet of Vishnu are very soft. They're softer than butter. You read about the gopis. The gopis are so worried about Krishna's feet when he's wandering in Vrindavan. They may be pricked or pinched by the stones and dry wheat berries and thorns and things on the footpaths of Vrindavan forest and pastures. The verses are there in 10th canto. We're worried about your tender feet. So exalted personalities, especially Brahmins, are what they speak of God, the Parabrahman. They have very, very soft feet. Very, very soft and tender. So he's thinking, oh, those same feet, those worshipful feet that are meditated on by all the greatest yogis. All the greatest yogis are meditating on the feet of the Lord, Paramatma. That same Lord Nityananda has placed his tender, beautiful lotus foot on my chest. And he's accepted me as his servant. Because a servant, when someone has a servant-master relationship, the master has the the master has the right to punish the servant. But we don't have the right to go across the street to some man who lives across the street in a neutral relationship and give him a slap. There's no right there. But there's a right by sambandha. Sambandha relationship creates a certain right. If my relationship is that I am your father or mother, there are certain responsibilities and rights that come with that sambandha. Vatsalya, sambandha. So my right is to nourish you. My right is to correct you. My right is to teach you and protect you. And my right, sometimes I have to slap. Spoil the rod and spare the child. So you have to punish. This is my right. The rod of chastisement. Krishna says in Gita, I am the rod of chastisement. It's in Gita, Vibhuti section. I am the rod of chastisement. So chastisement done for the correction and improvement of one's moral standing or proper human behavior is acceptable, permissible, and it is the right of certain guardians over individuals. So the master has the right to punish the wayward or errant servant. Not unduly so, and not like brutally punish him. A slap or like, hey, nonsense, what are you doing? Why didn't you lock the car when you came in? You left the car open, someone could have stole it. And driver may be absent-minded. So he's thinking, oh, this is very nice. Nittai has accepted me as his servant, and he's properly punished me for my offense. So he says, Shasti, I read that. My dear Nitai, you're chastising me as your causeless mercy. Who within the three worlds can understand your real character? Brahmara Durlava Tomar Sri Charana Renu Hena Charana Sparsha Paila Mora Adama Tanu. The dust of your lotus feet is not attainable even by Lord Brahma, yet your beautiful sweet lotus feet have touched my wretched body. Tomara Sri Charana Renu. Charana Renu. Renu means dually, dust. Sri Charana, the beautiful, your beautiful lotus feet. Effulgent, beautiful lotus feet. The dust from your lotus feet has touched this person as Adam Tanu. Tanu means body. Mantan Dan Guru Samarpan. Adam means very fallen. This very fallen, lowly, worthless body. I'm just, what am I? I'm just some kayast or some baniya, some money maker. And you're God. And if you're not, even if you're not God, you're a Brahmin, and Brahmin's feet are very soft. That's the characteristic of Brahmins. You're a high class. I'm a baniya or a kayast, a wealthy person, and you're touching me. I don't deserve it. And even it's very difficult in the whole universe for anyone to attain the dust of your feet. Aji mora safala haila janma kula karm. Aji painu krishna bhakti arta kama dharam. Today my birth Mora safal janma. My birth is safal. It's with fruit, safal. It's fruitful, it's valuable, it's worthy. Now, because you have accepted me. It's the same point. Krishna seva angikara. Krishna seva angikara. When a jiva surrenders to Guru, Guru Parashraya, begins a life of service to Krishna, then he's accepted. If the Guru accepts one for Krishna's service, that means Krishna seva angikara. It means that Krishna has accepted us for seva, a life of seva. Angikara means acceptance. And then that's a very auspicious thing. So he's saying that makes our life fruitful. After so many lifetimes of education and family life and growing up and so many things we do in material life, finally, that final life when we find Guru and surrender, then our life is fruitful. Ye janma safal. So he says, safal haila janma kula karma. My family, my actions. He said, today I've achieved the fulfillment of my religious principles, economic development, satisfaction of the senses, and ultimately devotional service to Krishna. So he's saying Krishna bhakti, art, kam, dharm, art, kam, moksha, everything is today safal. Today I've been practicing bhakti, but when I receive the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord on my chest or on my head or anywhere, then we can understand our bhakti is successful. That's the perfection of Lakshmi Devi, Padasevanam. In the Navaveda Bhakti, it says, Padasevanam, rendering the seva, massaging the feet of Vishnu. This is a perfection exhibited by Lakshmi Devi. Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Archanam Padasevanam. So this is the perfection of devotion. One of the perfections is to receive the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord. Shri Nityananda Prabhur Anandita Man Uti Shivanande Kaila Prema Alingan. Hearing this explanation by Nityananda, he became very happy. So Nityananda became again blissful after his short period of anger. He became very blissful again. So blissful, first he gave his feet. He accepted. First we get accepted by the Guru at his feet. First we get accepted by Krishna at his feet. Guru Pada Shraya, that's the first limb of Bhakti Anga. The Bhakti Anga, 64 limbs, begins with Guru Pada Shraya. We get accepted at the feet of the Guru. So here, first he got the feet of Nittai, Adi Guru Nittai. The feet came into his heart. So the heart of Nittai, expressing his acceptance. Nittai was expressing the acceptance of his heart, accepting Shivananda into his heart, by touching Shivananda's heart with his lotus feet. Because this is where the relationship begins. The servant, the disciple's relationship begins with Guru at the feet. The servant or the devotee's relationship with Krishna begins at the feet. Das, das, anadas. I'm a servant of the servant. So he said, now my bhakti is fruitful. So Nityananda first accepted him, Britya Angikara, accepted him as a servant, and then he tested him and saw his response, that he was so much humility. Now he's a servant, I've been accepted, now he's expressing, I'm Pamar, I don't deserve such fortune to have your service, my Lord, but you've accepted me, I'm so fallen, and you touch me with your tender, soft lotus feet, which are hankered for by people all over the universe. And so when Nittai heard his response, how he surrendered and how humble he was and what is his heartfelt feelings he was expressing before his guru, Nittai, or his master, then Nittai was very, very happy with his attitude, with his submission, with his response. Ordinarily, if someone gets kicked in the chest, they may not think it's kripa, or they may not respond in such a humble way or appreciative way. He got kicked in the chest and he was glorifying Nityananda's feet. Beautiful Sri Charana. So, this is amazing. Nittai was very, very pleased by his humble response and his proper devotional wordings. So then what did he do? Then he stood up and gave him his full loving embrace. So bhakti begins at the feet of the Lord by Sri Charan Angikara, being accepted at the lotus feet of the Lord. And we progress in seva life after life, and then someday we'll feel that we'll experience not the feet, but we'll live with Krishna's feet always in our mind. A devotee, a servitor of the Lord, and dasya rati. We're in that mood of das. Even if we're a dasika, Ashoka dasika, the gopis say in the Rasalila, we are Ashoka dasika. We are your unpaid maidservants. Ashoka dasika. So the Manjari Sakis are dasis. They're in dasi bhav towards Radharani and Krishna. Madhura rati is there, but their bhav, their feelings, I'm a servant. I'm Radharani's sevite. So this, we serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, and finally at perfection, the level of prema, then we will feel the experience of prema lingata. Krishna will embrace us to his chest and fully accept us and promote us to the spiritual world for his eternal service. So that's why he says Nitya is very happy and he embraced Shivananda in great love. Uti Shivanande kaila prema alingana. Anandita Shivananda kare samadhan acharyadi vaishnavera dila vasistan. Being very much pleased by Nityananda Prabhu's behavior, Shivananda Sain began to arrange residential quarters for all the Vaishnavas headed by Advaita Acharya. So this is the parampara, first Nityananda, then Advaita. The teen Prabhus. So this is the final verse. Nityananda Prabhur Sabha Charitra Viparita Krudahana Lati Mari Kare Tarahita. This is one of the Viparita. Viparita means upside down. Inverted, upside down, Viparita. One of Nityananda Prabhu's characteristics is his contradictory nature. He is Viparita Charitra. Charitra Viparita. It means he has upside down character, upside down behavior. You cannot figure him out. That's why he's avadut. What is he doing now? Or why did he do that? Why did he kick Shivananda? What did he do? He's paying all the tolls. He's making all the arrangements. He hasn't got here. Why can't he just wait a few minutes? I'm sure he's made arrangements. Why can't he wait? Why is he so hot-headed? Someone may think like that. They misjudge the situation, misunderstand Nittai. Because of his charita viparita. That's the definition of avadut. If someone is an avadut, what makes him an avadut? Avadut means he has viparita charitra. He has upside down character. Normally people act like this and speak like this and respond like that. This is normal social decorum or normal social behavior. But he goes the other way. Everyone's going this way and he's going the other way. So then he says, when he becomes angry and kicks someone, it is actually for his benefit. He says, Kruda Lati Mari. He says, Kruda Lati Mari. Lati means like a stick, like lati, you know, the danda. So Lati Mari means to beat. Literally means when he beats someone with a stick, because Nitya usually carries a danda. You see, he carries his stick to beat Kali with. You know, you see paintings, Nitya with a danda. Have you ever seen Nitya Avadut? It's this big stick to drive back the dog of Kali, to beat Kali Yuga, the negative forces of non-devotion. So it says Lati Mari. When someone gets beaten to death, then it's actually hita. Hita means benefit. Lokanam hitakarano tribhuvane manyo sharanya karo. Vande rupa sanatana raguyiva. That prayer, six Goswamis. Lokanam hitakarano. Lokanam hitakarano. For the benefit, the cause of the benefit of all the people in the three worlds, the six Goswamis studied all the sacred shastras and they found the essence. Nana shastra vichara naika nipano sadharma samstapako. Lokanam hitakarano chuvuvane manyo sharanya karo. Radha Krishna padaravinda bhajano nandina mataliko vande rupa sanatano. So the word hita means benefit, welfare, promotion, goodness, happiness. And so someone's getting smashed in the chest by a karate kick of Nityananda and it's actually the greatest benefit, because that touch of his lotus feet on the chest of Shivananda was the indication and the communication of his angikar, his acceptance. Nitya accepted him as his britya, his eternal loving service. And that's the perfection of any servant's life, be finally and fully accepted by Krishna. Krishna somehow or other will give us a signal. He'll give us a signal that he's fully accepted us. Just like the goal of a devotee is to please his guru. Is my guru accepting my service? Is my guru pleased with my service? How do I know? How can I tell? And there's so many ways you can tell, and you will know. Well, he'll tell you directly. By words, by expression, by so many ways. You'll feel it, you'll know it. That the guru is accepting angikar, seva angikar, accepting your service, and moreover, he's happy with it. If you're happy with your service, that means Krishna is happy with your service. And guru is happy. So this is the story of Shivananda gets Nitai Kripa. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.